I don't worry over the future. Don't worry, come what may. Have a friend to lift me if my feet should stray. And he walks along beside me till the going gets too rough. Then the mighty hand of Jesus reaches down and takes me up. Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up. Oh, all of them forsake me. Jesus said he'd take me. Take me up. Take me up. Well, he came out with that first verse and he said, keep singing it on. Went back to the kitchen again with his cash hamburger envelope. After a while, I sung the chorus a few times and he come out with another verse. If my burden get too heavy, your trials grow and grow. Well, let me introduce you to someone you ought to know. His life will soon be over. He'll say it is enough. We'll soar away to glory when Jesus takes us up. Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up. Oh, all of them forsake me. Jesus said he'd take me. Take me up.
Take me up.
Well, I never did get any more verses to it. I just still hung up, I guess. So I just sang joy 15 times. That's the way everybody does. Choirs will sing it all the way from Eastern Shores to Keys, California, praise God. Another one of my number one hit songs. If your burden gets too heavy, your trials grow and grow. Well, let me introduce you to someone you ought to know. This life will soon be over. He'll say it is enough. We'll soar away to glory when Jesus takes us up. Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up. Your trials grow and grow. Well, let me introduce you to someone you ought to know. This life will soon be over. He'll say it is enough. We'll soar away to glory when you take us up. Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Go on, my Lord, save me. Jesus, say, take me. Take me up. Someone you need to know. is enough. We'll soar away to glory when Jesus takes us up. Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
Take me up.
So all of them forsake me. Jesus said, take me. Take me up. He said in Hebrews chapter 3, 2-3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? You can keep playing softly if you want to. If we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard Him, how shall we escape the danger of neglect? Nowadays we've had peace so long, we don't think it can ever change. Our shores have not been touched by the ravages of war in so long, and we don't think it ever can again. But we still got plenty we need to escape from. I mean, this drug war that's going on today is not just with the poor. It's not just in the ghetto. It's with the rich, the middle class, the upper crust, the celebrities. Amen. The ravages of drugs have dulled and numbed and destroyed the minds of a whole generation. Destroyed homes and destroyed lives. It seems tonight there is no escape from Sodom. Anywhere we kick Jesus out of our life is just like somebody else said. Amen. Something else worse comes in and takes over. It's so dangerous to backslide that the Bible said after the unclean spirit is cast out of a man, he goeth up and down through dry places seeking rest and finding none, and he returns to his vessel, finds it swept and garnished, and he goeth back in and taketh with him seven more devils. It's dangerous to backslide. We need Jesus to rescue us. The only escape is Jesus. I preached this morning on caught in the middle. How that prophets and righteous men and the godly down through the ages have been caught in the middle. One more time in these last days, increasingly we're going to find ourselves strangers. Amen. In our own country. Caught in the middle. In a war for the minds of men that seems to allow no leeway for anybody. The only escape eventually and finally is to go be with Jesus. And before it's all over, we're going to cry out for God, amen, to take us home. Take me home. Amen. Family doing well in Virginia, amen, until a plane crash took about a half a dozen lives, amen. The brother on the plane was a good friend of mine. His widow wept for so long and mourned for so long. Every time I'd see her, she'd say, oh, Brother Collins, surely, surely the Lord is coming soon. Amen. Amazing thing about it is we don't think about the escape of the rapture until times get hard. We're pretty well content to stay right here until we see everything falling apart all around us. And then we long for those sunny banks of sweet deliverance. We long for Him to take us up. It's not until hell licks at our heels sometimes we realize how important salvation is. How important it is to get right with God. And folks, hell hath enlarged herself. There is but a thin crust between our feet and the flames of hell. And multiplied millions are sliding into hell every day. My God, unprepared to meet God. And now, Paul brings it right down home. He said, how shall we escape if we neglect? Oh, the perils of neglect. Amen. I have fixed 3 transmissions in automobiles just by changing the transmission fluid completely. Amen. I fixed 2 '93 Chryslers. Amen. By changing the transmission fluid completely. And evaded a $1,200 or $1,500 transmission job. I fixed a 94 Ford pickup truck. Amen. That vibrated at all speeds until one brother thought it had a motor mount loose. Amen. All I did was change the transmission fluid completely, like they do it down here at the quick lube places. Now they got that machine that hooks onto it and completely changes the whole system out. Amen. And cleans your filter while it's doing it. Amen. Fix them vehicles. Hallelujah. Took about 3 of them down to Vern Smith and fixed them down there by changing transmission fluid. You know what was wrong? Neglect. One transmission mechanic said, I would have to go out of business if people would just change their transmission fluid. I'm just as bad as the next fella. I didn't know you had to. You didn't used to have to. Amen. But now they've got them honed down, fine-tuned, and they're so delicate that you need to change the transmission fluid every 35,000 miles at least. Amen. However, it didn't do it. Tell the truth about it, I still wait till about 70, 75,000 before I change. You know what the problem is? Neglect. We don't want to pay the price. You know how people don't get saved? They neglect. They don't want to pay the price. Amen. The old Indian went out to a Cadillac dealership, and with the backing of Indian money, he bought a brand new Cadillac. This in the early 60s. Amen. They sold it to him without one down payment. Because, you know, people like them cars so good that they'll make the payments if the kids have to go hungry. So they figured the old Indian would make the payments. A few months passed. He hadn't made a payment. Oh, he'll be in. A little while passed. He still hadn't made the payment. And so they decided he was going to have to repossess the Cadillac. They found that new Cadillac out on the back of the reservation. It was jacked up, sitting on rocks and no wheels on it. Amen. The seats had been took out of it, and a pot-bellied stove was stuck in the very middle of it. Amen. And a hole was chopped in the roof, and a snow pipe went out the roof. Amen. And it stank to high heaven. Amen. The old Indian destroyed his Cadillac because of neglect. Hey, some of our spiritual lives are just like that. If we're not careful, amen, our soul will wind up on the back of the reservation with a hole chopped in the roof and a pot-bellied stove in the middle of it, trying to make it by ourselves. Hey, the Cadillac had a heater in it and air conditioning. All he'd have had to done was put gas in it and drove it. Amen. But he didn't know, evidently. And so his car wound up with parts stolen off of it. It was his house that he slept in, lived in. And even then, it wasn't fit for human dwelling. It stank so bad. Amen. Our souls like that. Our righteousness is a filthy rags. We need to go regularly, praise God, and get washed in the fountain. We need a regular cleansing. We need a refreshing from God every once in a while. Hallelujah. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not that refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Two key words tonight as we stand, amen, and get ready to come to pray. Neglect and escape. You can't escape if you neglect. There is no escape if you neglect. You come a victim of that song. I fell into a trap I'd made myself. Amen. And the young folks were singing a while ago, the only escape is cease and desist. See that you refuse not. How shall we escape if we neglect? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Saints, let's pray. Let's pray for one another. Father, reach down. Touch our lives. Challenge our hearts. And Lord, our souls. Help us, Lord, I pray. Do the will of God. Lord, help our young people live for God. Help our young Christians not to grow weary in well-doing. Because we'll not escape if we neglect. If we let down. If we quit. If we don't pray. We quit going to church. We're not faithful to the house of God. We'll be ravaged by neglect. Amen. Take me up. Take me up. Take me up. Take me up. Oh, all the world forsake me. Jesus said it. Take me. Take me up. Take me up. If your burden gets too heavy, your trials grow and grow. Well, let me introduce you to someone you ought to know. His love will soon be over. He'll say it is enough. We'll soar away to glory when Jesus takes us up.